I've got petit voodoo in the studio.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Petit voodoo, voodoo.
No, just voodoo.
Yes, but well, you see, I couldn't pick that up.
Petit voodoo.
No, no, it is.
Yeah,
it's wrong because this word comes from Czechoslovakia.
Oh?
And my Czechoslovakia in English. And my grandfather, the real name is Pete Vodopidic.
Oh, right.
So I got a little son of Pete Vodopidic, so I got Petit Vodou.
Wow, that's a very interesting explanation. I've known he's Sebastian, really, but... I've blown his cover there. I've known his music for several years. The first time I saw you was at Dingwalls about 4 or 5 years ago.
Maybe five.
Yeah, five years ago. And I was astonished to see the chap with the flying helmet and goggles behind the drum kit playing a bashed-up guitar and drums and twiddling electronic knobs all at the same time. And you didn't bring your full paraphernalia here today, but that's because Petit Vodou is playing at the Spitz tonight, which is 109 Commercial Street. You'll have to be there. He is absolutely unmissable live, and as an added incentive, I'm DJing as well. How can you miss it? It's in Spitalfields, the old Spitalfields, near Liverpool Street, so be there or be square. Evening starts at 7, there are other great bands on as well. Son of Dave is another one-man band, and Gaffer Hexham, and D77, so be there. The evening starts at 7 at the Spitz tonight, that's October the 22nd, 2004. That's out of the way. So, where did you learn the blues? You come from near Bordeaux in France. Yes, well, tell us
then. My father used to live on Eric van Gendelson and Slimapo and Obergeois and Piquet. But when I was 6, all the days of morning.
So you were 6 when you got the blues. So you've had the blues for a long time.
I was in the paid.
Yes.
And when I was a teenager, I played jazz for 10 years.
Right.
And when I was 25, I have to play blues with my own mind and own vision in France.
Right.
Yeah.
So who inspired you? Were there bands in America that you thought at the time, wow, they're doing something? What brought you back to the blues?
Yes. I remember it would be a real and strange story to play this kind of blues in France, and people in France say you're crazy, man. nobody wants to listen to such a thing. And I met Bob Locke the third and all that guys and Judah Bower, and I think
this
is a good way.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was the punk blues that really got you.
Yeah. I used to listen Captain Bissell and all that guys, and I was very alone. I remember I was very, very alone. And when I put myself in London for the first time 7 years ago to support Penthouse in London, and I discovered I wasn't in the right thing.
Yeah, so
I have to continue to follow this way.
Well, I'm glad you have. So you just handed me a CD as well.
Yes.
That is called One Night with My Porn Star.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about that.
It's a porn film.
It's a porn film.
Yes,
it's got naked ladies all over the front of it.
Somebody asked me 6 months ago, how interesting to put a track on to write something for the porn star film. I say, what is it? Okay, I love to have some new experience like this, and I love women. So I say, okay, it's cool.
And your wife's listening as well.
Yeah, never mind.
He understands, okay. Yeah. An open relationship, as we say in Britain here. Well, tell me about your new album. What's the new album called, your one?
Yeah.
But not the porn star.
My husband was the most important thing during four years. And I recorded 1 year ago in summer. It was very important for me to record this new song because I spent 3 years with my computer and cat.
They play the cat as well.
Yes, in Big Farm in southwest of France, and it was impossible. Nobody, within my new record,
my name. I was waiting for this, really.
Crazy, and one day I recall a very garage and all the songs, and the guy from the Lollipop Records say, yeah, you are the guy, you will get back in France and everywhere. And so this album is very important. In France, many people think it is the most important album I ever did.
I think it's the most coherent album you've done. I mean, I like your other albums. It's more Norman, subtle nerve.
Yeah.
Not that you're obsessed with sex at all, I'm sure, but this album is utterly brilliant. It's available on Lollipop Records. And tell me the title of it, because I can never say the title of it properly.
Yeah, A Little Big Pig with a Pink Lonely Heart.
A Little Big Pig with a Pink Lonely Heart. Yeah, that's about the first time I've said it right.
Yeah,
you've been stumbling, you're totally tongue-tied.
This is a kind of show of A Little Big Man and Southern People's Lonely Heart Club Band.
I see. It's all made clear now. Alright, well, thanks very much for coming in, Sebastian. I'll just repeat that he's playing tonight at the Spitz. That's October 22nd. It's going to be a fantastic night.